Day 20, Revelation 6, verses 9 through 17. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they had borne. They cried out with a loud voice, "O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Then they were each given a white robe and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. When he opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, the full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree sheds its winter fruit when shaken by a gale. The sky vanished like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, and the great ones, and the generals, and the rich, and the powerful, and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lord, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?" So we've just seen the four horsemen ride, bringing war, famine, and death. A stark picture of what happens when human sin runs rampant. It's intense, right? But then in Revelation 6, verse 9, the focus shifts from the earthly consequences of sin to a powerful scene in heaven, and then back to earth, showing us how everyone reacts when God's ultimate judgment starts to unfold. First, the fifth seal is open, and John sees martyrs, people who died because of their faithfulness to Jesus. They were not floating around aimlessly. They are under the altar, a place of sacrifice and holiness. And they're crying out to God, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" This is such a relatable cry, isn't it? When we see injustice, suffering, and evil seemingly go unpunished, it's natural to feel that longing for God to make things right. The martyrs aren't asking for personal revenge, they're asking for God's holy justice to finally prevail. And what's God's response? They're each given a white robe, a symbol of righteousness and victory, and they're told to rest a little longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. This rest a little longer can feel like a tough answer when you're desperate for justice. It highlights God's perfect timing and his sovereign plan. He knows the full number of his people, and there's a purpose even in the delay. He's allowing time for more to come to him and for the full measure of human rebellion to be revealed. Before his final decisive intervention, it's a challenging truth, but one that points to God's ultimate justice and his faithfulness to those suffering. Then comes the sixth seal. And this is where things get truly apocalyptic on earth. There's a great earthquake, the sun turns black, the moon becomes like blood, and the stars fall from the sky. It's cosmic upheaval, the heavens themselves are shaking. The sky rolls up like a scroll, and every mountain and island are moved out of their place. This isn't just a natural disaster, it's a profound, undeniable sign that something monumental is happening, signaling the very end. And how do the people on earth react? This is fascinating. Then the kings and those on earth, the great ones and the generals, the rich and the powerful, everyone, slave and flee, hid themselves. They run to the caves and mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks to fall on them and hide them from the Lamb. Think about it. The people who once proudly flaunted their power and their wealth are now utterly terrified. Their worst fear isn't death itself, but the face of him who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. This is the ultimate reorientation of reality. All their worldly status, all their perceived security, means absolutely nothing in the face of divine judgment. They understand, finally, that the God they ignored or defiled and the Lamb they rejected are now confronting them directly, and their ultimate cry is, "Who can stand?" This passage reminds us that God's justice will come, even when it feels like evil is winning or God is silent. He has a perfect plan and a perfect timing. And for those who reject him, the day will come when hiding from his presence is their greatest desire. But for us, his followers, it's a powerful confirmation that our hope is anchored in the worthy Lamb. Our prayers are heard, our suffering is seen, and ultimate justice will prevail. It encourages us to endure, knowing that the rest a little longer leads to eternal glory with him. Let's pray together. Lord, my heart cries out for justice when I see the pain and sin in the world. Help me to rest in your perfect timing. Amen.